מסכת חלה תף
זין
עמד א', פרק ראשון, נמינו הלכה ג', and we're continuing on with the Mishnah talking about various types of dough that are made with a belila rasha that are not considered to be pious in Kala because they're not similar to lekka. So this included tufganim. What are tufganim exactly? Tufganim, says the Gemara, are trikta. And dufganim, which are segwa, those are maligala. And iskratim, those things are coming in the shuk. Those are Tunisian marketplace salad things. You know.
Is
chalit
in water?
Yes, fried. Yeah, usually chalit means in water, but over here.
Boiled in water.
Yeah. And chalat, the mishlat is chalit in dami. It's a chalit in the Maya. The difference between chalit in the chalit in chalat masara is the salt number chalit. One of them is chalit in the Shem, and one of them is chalit in the Maya. So one of them is an oily donut kind of thing, and the other one is a watery bagel donut. The trishka, which was just ganim, is a joke in the archive in Kala, and the Omer Allah on the Tilak and Marit, the Adam Yaseh Ben Yideh Chavato B'Tasa. We hold that this is completely bread. Now, obviously, he's not arguing with the Mishnah, and we're going to talk about why it is that he seems to be arguing with the Mishnah. We'll explain what the difference is in the case. This was not brought up in the context of our Mishnah. It was brought up some, the separate machos, with Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, no, Shrik says, they're not chayim and kala. You can't say amotzi on them, you say gizainim. The inadam yaseh, bo yideh chavas v'tetach. Masa. You're not going to say as Masa.
It's not
Masa. You can't be Yotze Masa if it's made as Shrika.
Is it promise?
It's not promise, it's not Masa. So Rabbi Yotze says Tarsi, there's really two separate Makokas over here, even though we put them together. And that Rabbi Yochanan Amar Trikta Chayevis B'Chala Omer Aleha La Mutzach Menaret Radam Yatseba Yedei Chavasa B'Pesha. This element is indeed a Machloket, one Machloket. And Rosh Lakish is saying Trikta isn't Chayevis B'Chala Ein Omer Aleha Mutzach Menaret Ein Adam Yatseba Yedei Chavasa B'Pesha, which is all depends on the same issue. Rabbi Yossi Omer, but Rabbi Yossi is pointing out there's another machlokas that also should be seen from here. That Rabbi Yossi Omer Kori, and there's something else to be included, in that Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol Shal Or Malek Tachal Chayav B'Chala Omer Avolat Shalachemar V'Yotzal Bo Yadei Cholas V'Pesha. There's in general a question over here that if you make something in a pot. And this is one of those pots that is cooked from underneath without a medium. It's on the pot, but it's not baked. So it's cooked on a fire in a pot without being boiled, without being put into oil.
Dry.
That's like what they call over here the steer pellet.
Uh-huh.
Right?
What kind
of the steer pellets were when even nobody had ovens here. Mm-hmm. They had a pot.
But
you have an old one.
Okay, so
in general, if the fire is underneath the pot, Rabbi Yochanan says your fire, and that's considered to be like bread. Rabbi Shlokas says it's considered to be like bishul, because asiyah is in an oven, remember in those days particularly, the oven was exposed to the fire. You can have the fire in a step. He's like, oh, not the oven. Mm-hmm. See, the fire is in a flaming oven. We have the coals in the oven itself. That's what's considered to be base oven. Anything else is not considered to be really a normal way of making oil. Now wait a second. If it was what are you day mashed? You'd be right if there was a medium there. If there's some type of liquid, then yes. Then it's considered to be your right.
You mean that you're cooking
yes.
in the
but pot? Don't tell me that because the fire is on the bottom of the pot, on the top of the pot, that's the difference between bishul and afiyah. It's not afiyah, it's just a different kind of afiyah. Bishul always means with some kind of medium. There's got to be a liquid in there, oil, water, whatever. But if there's no oil, there's no water, why isn't that lechem? I see that as lechem. Now it appears that must be simply Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah seems to be running counter to what Rabbi says. The Mishnah says Ufganim, Dukshanim, Shritim, Chalat HaMishrat, Meduma are all Peturah and Hakala, and we assume that Ufganim refers to things which are cooked in a pot like this.
Was
not the way that we call Ufganim.
Without a medium?
Yeah, because the other cases are done with a medium, Dukshanim, so there's a difference. The difference between the Sufkanim and the Dukshanim seems to be specifically in this picture, whether there was a medium to cook it or not. Nonetheless, it's saying against Rabbi Yochanan. So I say, how does Rabbi Yochanan deal with the Mishnah? Oh, Rabbi Yochanan says, talk about the Sufkanim Shinasu Bachama. He says that we're talking about over here, so Sufkanim baked in the sun. Not baked connected or the cloth, not on top of the pot and not under the pot. So if that's the case, now it should say the time of your image of connection are seen before, you would be Yotse, and in your image of Kanim Shinasa Bakama. Ah, so if that's the case, like how to Riga Rish Lakish, then that seems to be saying exactly opposite Rish Lakish. Because if the bride's a contrast Sufganim baked in the sun, which obviously is not baked with liquid, and with Sufganim baked in a pot, it's got to mean in a pot without liquid, and nonetheless it's saying that the one in the liquid is considered to be lechem, and the Shlokish claims that wherever it's not in an oven, it's not considered to be lechem. So how does Rish Lakish now deal with the bride? We started off thinking we have a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah, we ended up having a kasha from Rish Lakish from the bride. So he explains, oh, wait a minute, not every pot is the same. And here we're talking about, what he's talking about is that you have over here a case where the ur comes up around the edges, like an armat oven, instead of a real oven. And he's saying, that's what we mean, Isaiah, or it's not in an oven. So it would be, like in a wonder pot, we could have, a long side, have heat coming up also. But my point is not that it has to be momish in an oven. I'm saying it needs to be something exposed around it that's giving the heat, not just that it's coming up from the bottom and baking it from one end. That's not called bake. That's a pancake, exactly. Now, Milayim Rabbanan Pliga, the whole... Now, apparently, remember we had our whole discussion about whether different meanings of the same type of thing, dark figs and white figs and so on. The question over there was whether we would be mitzareis a fig of one color, because they're both figs, with figs of another color. So if they had a mixture of black and white figs, the yinshorot and the levanot, the case that often comes up, including dark and lighter figs, obviously. And you had now truma fall in of one particular type. So the question is, can you be malas one particular type with total mixture, or do you have to actually only say, well, no, there's two separate things over here. The white pig pellet will only use the white pig's connected to the white pig. The black pigs are not part of the mixture. Dark pigs are not part of the mixture. And that was, he said over there, that because we were mocking it to require 100 to 1 as opposed to allowing it to be brought to Barov as it should be, except the Rabbanim were mocking it over there.
By Truma, right?
By Truma. So therefore, we were mako to also allow you to add in things that really shouldn't be part of the Chalupa. So we didn't make that gezeira. So that over there was a machloket. So Rabbi Yochanan said over there that in something which is both of midiraisa merov, where you had at least two of the things that would have been mevat for you, right? You can now say that now that we required 100 of them, you can use the dark ones to be included in it. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. If you start off with a dark thing that falls into two light things, so they're midiraisa and bottle. And he said, no, but you need 100. Okay, so we didn't need 100 light figs. So you need 100 figs connected, but not 100 light figs connected. But if it would have, let's say, have a dart fall into one dart, and then everything else was light, we wouldn't have been able to be misarfed because there's nobody writes it. Tarubis over there to be involved in the Baruch. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said over there. You look kind of confused about it.
The one and the dart are the same here?
Yeah, they're both figs.
But
I can detect the difference between them, and therefore it shouldn't be included in the Tarubis. So Rabbi Yochanan says over there, assuming that you begin with the Diraisa, that it's possible, that's where we have a Machlokes with Yeshua and Rabbanon, that Rabbi Yeshua claims you could be made to use a different color fig to be mala for 100 to 1. It's because we're talking about a case in which it's possible anyway, the Diraisa, in the same one, so there's two to one things. And now the question is, to be Yotz 100 to 1, or Yotz 100 to 1, we're not a Machlokes. As long as it's a fig, it's okay.
You still need 100 to 1.
Yeah. It could be even the lighter fig against the darker fig. So now, the machlokas that we have over there, Tahana, Sha'al, Shmuel, we have over here now the din of Meduma. We're saying Meduma is butter from Chala in our Mishnah. So Kahana, Sha'al, Shmuel, Lo Mistava, Bahen Meduma. Is it not reasonable to say that the Meduma determina Haka, that it should go according to Ruv or Shuv? We're saying that it's Potter Minachala. So, doesn't that mean that Machlokes, we'll apply it over here, would be that we're talking about where really Midiraisa, it's you had the Chulin falling into Rov Truma. So Midiraisa, the Chulin is both on the Truma. Truma is not Chayim and Chala. And therefore we're somewhat on the Midiraisa. We say Meduma should be part of Chala because really Midiraisa is Truma, except that we gave it other Shiurim in cases where it wasn't. So we, a midiraisa. But if it would really be only a drabonah de katruma, because we're being marked here, because of 100 to 1, how could we take a drabonah truma, where actually the truma was bottle, and pater from chala? So it's gotta be talking about the same idea, that the same way Rabbi Yochanan said over there, Rabbi Yeshua was being mako because midiraisa was chulin. Over here, we should say that we're being mako in our Mishnah because we derive it's truma. In the case over here, was that you have two parts truma to the two figs of truma, so to speak, two doses of truma and one of chulin. Or Male, well, he said that, I'll tell you the truth, af anasavakin. For me, I always assumed that that's what it meant over here, but I don't want to rely on my own shot over here. So when you go up there to throw, you're going up there to throw anyway. Ask what they said about it. What did Rabbi Yochanan know about it? It apply the same logic to our case as he applied to the machlokas that we had about the levanot and shkolot. So katzorak lahara, when he went up there to throw, here's Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rabbi Yochanan that afilu sa'ar chat shenafla al tishim v'teisha chulin. And he said exactly the opposite. He heard Rabbi Yochanan had been quoted as saying one part truma and 99 parts truma is proper from chala, which was rather shocking to him because he's saying that single one Pocket is everything. You don't need to have a diraisa. So apparently we potter some challah even based on the truma. So indeed the truma lakish fought with Rabbi Yochanan and said to him, you explain to me how one sa'ah of the truma over here now patters something which the diraisa is chulin and says that you don't have to give challah. I'd like to understand your logic on this. Omar lei v'chi igul b'igulim davar bari sha'atruma olevi ado va'at amet davar kalu. Look, Ben, don't come attack me on this issue. We have also that strange Mishnah that talks about a case where you have different igule dvela, which are where we crush, we make like these little fake cakes, right?
That's
it. Yeah, but it's in like we put them into barrels, actually. We crush them in containers. So we say over there that large ones can be levato or small ones. And that's included in the same Mishnah that talks about Levanot, Bing Levata Shvarot. Now, the din is over there. Is it so clear to you, Ramesh, even Davar Bali, is so clear to you that the one that you take out, because take that one out, but that's true enough. Now you're saying that the rest of them are mutter. That's what the Mishnah is. Take one out, the rest of them are mutter. So, in other words, why don't we say we have a large one, we've mixed with a small one, how can you now be mitzaref 100 against, maybe you don't have 100 of the same size? Isn't the 100 to 1 mean of the same size? Yeah, I mean, what's just numbers? I mean, why wouldn't we have to look at the weight and see? And yet, the mix says that if you have 100 to 1, you can also rely on it. So how do you say over there that the whole thing is mutter? I mean, why should the whole thing be mutter? Nonetheless, you agree that they're kalva. The point over here is that the chachamim are makel of the truma. Why? This is truma mizman hazeh. That's the point. This is truma mizman hazeh. They define how it is to deal with truma mizman hazeh. If that's the case, apokakulo kalva. Over here, you can say exactly the same thing. Since kalva mizman hazeh is also minrabbanan.
Kalva mizman hazeh
is also minrabbanan. That's what he holds. So if that's the case, we should also be makel that the truma over here is called truma because it's the truma. We call it truma. It's enough to be mavatla. The atzvini now reshokish asked. We would ask in this place. Shani the igulim should far be true. I don't understand that. What are you comparing? It's an absurd comparison. You're telling me that, well, you never know. You should compare the sizes of the igulim. Obviously, over there you have more than 2 to 1. The question is only whether you have 100 to 1. So, Midiarites over there is definitely no truma. What kind of question are you asking? How were they made? What do you mean how were they made? So, they were made, obviously, only in the part that was bought by Midiarites. So, as they said, not to be Midiarites so much, if there's 100 to 1, maybe it's only 99 to 1. But no, it's okay because it was bought by Midiarites. How do you prove from there that we have to be talking about a kula that we're making because it's truma bizman hazeh? Who's to say that that's the case? So, lechora, it has nothing to do with our case. Reb Yonah and Reb Yossi, Shreyan, B'Shem Rebbe Zira, Hafilo b'chitin, sochenu matir. The point over here is that if you would have ground up the various chitin, and you have absolutely no way now knowing which one is which. So let's say you have darker chitim and lighter chitim. You grind the whole thing up and you mix them. Right? So could you not do the same thing essentially with the figs? Let's say you wanted to grind up the figs. You grind up the figs also. So that the point over here is that because of the fact that ultimately the material over here is mix a bowl. So they viewed it as mixed, just like they're doing over with the dough. It's mixed a bowl. That's all that counts for us. And that's why we were comparing it. And the last case of the Mishnah Torah was Pachot Mechamesh Rebaim B'Tchulah. Rabbi Avuna had a Amra Kishayu Pachot Mechamesh Rebaim. When do we say that you're Pachot from Chala? Only if you begin with less than five Rebaim. But let's say you have Chamesh Rebaim Mitzimtzamim. We have exactly five Rebaim. There, we don't say that, you know, because you'll notice it only says five Rebaim. Now, there's a major machlokes whether Chamesh Rebaim are really the Shir of Chala, or Chamesh Rebaim, the Ode, to the Shir of Chala. You need somewhat more than Chamesh Rebaim. Our Mishnah is saying, if it ain't lo Chamesh Rebaim, is mashma, that Chamesh Rebaim is what you're saying. It stresses pachot mechamesh rebaim. Okay, it was said exactly mechamesh rebaim. The mission said the mission could have said a bigger finish. It could have said v'shiyesh lo chamesh rebaim mitzumtzamot. Instead, it said v'shiyesh lo pachot mechamesh rebaim mitzumtzamot from Chal. Obviously, it's saying that you don't require that vote. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bon, Bishem, Rabbi Avuna, lo hada is amet. That's not what he was making the diyakim in this particular case. Al hada. He was referring to the following thing. The Amr of Yochanan. Meduma patur min achala. Safek meduma. Va'anechal mishum dimua. Chayav bechala. What he was referring to was a different issue. Where we have a case of safek meduma. We don't even know that this thing was meduma in the first place. Over there the din is, you can eat it as chum. We don't even know whether something fell in. Or truma that was already bottle in Dimua. So now you're eating it as chulin. So in other words, it was 100 to 1 over here. Those things are chayav and chala. In other words, meduma is bottle from chala only because we look at it as if it's entirely truma. Comes on Rabbi Yossi to say about that case that there is where he says what he said before, that Hada di Amra, that's Alei Rav Yosef Rav Yivam Shemir when it said, Hada di Yitzmak, Yishal Yosef Mishamesh Revaim. All that his comment was, is that that's talking about that the Meduma had more than Chamesh Revaim. So Memela, there you have the shear that is high in Kala, even if you would leave out the part that's Truma. So the part that's Truma is not high in Kala. So how do we now take, we said, the necha mishum dimua means you have 100 to 1. Necha mishum dimua is chayav and chala. Says Rav Yossi, don't think that that means that the truma becomes chum. It means you're allowed to eat it as chum. But the chelek that is truma is still potter from chala. Therefore, if you have chameshit revayim, you're not chayav and chala. Because in that chameshit revayim, you're including the truma which is potter from chala. That's what he was referring to. What to make a diak from the Mishnah? He was simply saying, how did the Yitma, that halach, the opposite, the mirror image of our Mishnah, which was talking about the Ptur, the case of Dimua, not the last part that says, brought to Chamech Zerubayim. Because that could be understood as whatever the Shiri is, Chamech Zerubayim. Chamech Zerubayim, I didn't bother mentioning a little bit extra, it means Chamech Zerubayim vote. According to Rabbi, that's not the point. But the point is that in a mirror image of the case of Dimua, where I am taking up Chala, where the Truma was bottled, so now it's being necha mishum dimua, you should know, don't include the shear of chala. I will know if I make it of him b'tum tzamid, then it's p'turim in chala because you can't include the truma and make it chulin just because it fell into a mixture with chulin. That's all that it was doing. Huh? Very good.
If you're below the critical level to take off
collar,
it's
a good
thing, or
you can take it, yeah, but it makes more sense. We do that, we take off the focus. That's right, we take it off and off. We often do that. It's normal, most people nowadays, they don't make big doughs, but they're in the subject of the smallest.